20 past seven. Now, how good are you at remembering things? Can you do the weekly shop off the top of your head? Or do you need to write everything down? Well, teacher Stefan Smart is preparing to perform the entire Gospel of St. Mark, all 11,000 words of it, at Bristol Cathedral next month, completely from memory. He explains how he's done it.
I did it bit by bit, to be fair. When I first started performing this, I was only doing the first six chapters or the last two or three. It must have started about nine years ago, something like that, I think. So quite a long time. But bit by bit, I have actually built up the rest, or the majority of the rest. So I've done it in dribs and drabs, but I've had a bit of a long layoff in between. It's tough, but on the other hand, I guess it helps having to do acting alongside, because that's what I'm doing. And doing movements and putting expression and trying to think about the characters as I'm learning the lines actually makes, in my opinion, makes the lines learning not so arduous. It makes it a little bit more interesting and faster.
Well, that's teacher Stefan Smart, who's committed 11,000 words to memory. Michael Tipper is a memory expert. Morning, Michael.
Emma, good morning.
I struggle to remember my own name some days. Where on earth do you start with memorising something 11,000 words long?
Well, it is an incredible feat of memory, and the starting point is the passion and the drive to want to do it. So clearly Stefan's got a drive to do that. So the first thing is getting clear why it's important to you, because when you've got the goal and there's a reason behind it, you're going to do the hard yards to actually do that. So that's the first step, be motivated. The second step is to get clear on what it is you want to remember, and clearly he's decided to do that section from the Bible, and then really break it up into chunks. So he talks about chunking and doing it in small bits. That will help. But you start almost, you wouldn't start at word one, then learn word two, then learn word three. Essentially, you'd understand the flow of what happens through the gospel. What are the major points? What are the major sections to get a feel of it? And then you start building on the detail gradually over time. And the key thing here is, rather than read it over and over and over and over and over again, you almost reverse that as you look at some lines, commit them to memory, then practice recalling them more than putting them in, and that will help it stick in your long-term memory.
Is there a capacity to the brain? Or, I mean, we hear that I don't know if it's an urban myth that we only use, like, you know, 1% of our brain power or whatever, but can you store loads and loads and loads, but then it's the recall of it that's the challenge?
Our memories are perfect, it's just that our recall isn't always as we would like. Let's just put Stefan's performance into context. First of all, it is an incredible feat for someone to do that. But our societies, our civilizations, for thousands of years, the history was passed down in an oral tradition through memory. So this is not something new. It's just the fact that we are so reliant on books and the internet and the accessibility of information that we no longer put ourselves through that process. But we as human beings are capable of that and have been doing it for thousands of years. We've just lost the ability or lost the need to do it.
Stefan mentioned a performance, and I've seen a video of him performing some of the Gospel of St. Mark. Does that help remember things? I mean, actors and actresses memorise their lines every day, don't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What he has done there is that, I mean, you mentioned only using a percentage of the brain. We actually use all our brain all the time. It's just we don't always know why we use it. So it's not like you've got 90% sitting dormant. It's being used all the time. What he's doing there is that when you take some information in, the information can come in various forms. So as I'm talking to you now, you could look at the transcript of the words. But also, as I'm saying them, you're hearing them as well. Now, if you were with me and I could, we could move, if we were walking, or I would demonstrate something physically, you see it in different what we call modalities, and the brain processes them in different parts. So if you just look at words, you're only using the word part of your brain. If you look at the words and hear them being spoken, you're using the word part and the oral part of your brain. If you look at the words and hear them spoken and act them out, you're using even more of the brain. Therefore, you've got more reference points on which to be able to hang a hook to recall it when you're trying to recite the gospel.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you, Michael. Michael Tipper there, memory expert. Later on the show, I'll be talking to Stefan Smart, who is preparing to perform the entire Gospel of St. Mark from the Bible, all 11,000 words of it, at Bristol Cathedral next month, completely from memory.